expectation for Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, June 1641, address as a letter, Dr. Freestone, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, consultation for Mr. Allen, preparing for dialysis. I used to see him in the past. Last time was in May 2018, has been followed through Lansing. He underwent early 2018 laparoscopic resection of right-sided renal mass, papillary cell carcinoma. Has been followed with urology, Dr. Youssef, Y-O-U-S-E-F-F, and also for problems of enlargement of the prostate. Has progressive renal failure, and he's preparing for dialysis to have an AV fistula done tomorrow, Dr. Smith, left upper extremity, comes accompanied with wife and daughter. Presently, weight appetite is stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, has nocturia three times, but no incontinence, denies infection, cloudiness of blood, flow is fair, some arthritis on the neck, knees, but no anti-inflammatory agents, denies peripheral neuropathy, claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes, denies chest pain palpitation syncope, prior smoker remote, minimal cough, no sputum production, stable dyspnea, however, no oxygen inhalers, no sleep apnea, CPAP machine, orthopnea, PND, no major pruritus, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding, nose gums, no headaches. Next paragraph. The past medical history, diabetes, hypertension, the renal cancer as indicated above, enlargement of the prostate, hyperlipidemia, anxiety, depression, no reported coronary artery disease or procedures, no reported peripheral vascular disease, TIS, stroke, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding. He has anemia but has not received EPO treatment, no blood transfusion, no liver disease, hepatitis, denies kidney stones, gout, pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries for the right kidney, prior prostate and renal biopsy, prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, side effects to sulfa. Next paragraph, briefly smoked during high school. Otherwise, most of his life, no smoking alcohol, no smoking or drugs, minimal alcohol. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications. Presently on bicarbonate, terazosin, Lipitor, Norvasc, citalopram, aspirin, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph on physical exam, his weight is 173, height 66 inches tall, blood pressure 130 over 60. I rechecked 140-62 on the right, no respiratory distress, looks older than his age, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, normal eye movements, no expressive facial dysarthria, no palpable neck masses, no gross carotid bruise, JVD, thyroid lymph nodes, no localized valve which is consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rapid gallop, no palpable liver, spleen, no ascites, masses, tenderness, there is obesity, 1+ peripheral edema, pulses acceptable, some scratching, itching signs on the lower extremities, poor teeth condition, no gross focal deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, what I have is from April, creatinine 4.1 for a GFR 14 stage 5, a normal sodium, potassium, while metabolic acidosis 22, a normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated. There is gross proteinuria more than 300 milligrams per gram. He was 325. I don't have an updated phosphorus or PTH. Next paragraph. TKD, stage 5. Likely a combination of diabetes, hypertension, and partial nephrectomy. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. AV fistula to be done. Discuss modalities, in-center dialysis, home dialysis peritoneal. Blood tests on a regular basis. Has anemia. Update iron for potential intravenous iron EPO treatment. Update PTH for vitamin D125. Monitor chemistries for potassium, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Present blood pressure is fair. Continue present regimen. Presently off metformin and off lisinopril. AV fistula to be done tomorrow. All questions answered in detail. End of dictation.